Broadcasting live from Road America, America's national park of speed. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the four hour at four, live from Road America.
We are just outside the 414, but you can come from Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, wherever you're listening to this wonderful racetrack, Road America in Elkhart Lake. As I mentioned, if you like Ferris wheels, live music, a polka band, fireworks, that's happening Friday night. Friday highlights include a popular sunset cruise offering fans a chance to drive three laps on the track before the fireworks.
Oh, wow. That's an experience right there.
That's what I'm saying. On-track touring sessions are available Saturday and Sunday. Fans can drive their own street-legal sedans or sports cars on the iconic track. Look at all they're offering here. And kids 16 and under are free at Road America. Just the best. Just the best. He's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust. Alex Strofe back at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. And as always, on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. This is more. Kyle, you ready for this?
What is that?
Even more. See, this is what's funny, Strofe. What we're about to play is what's been, I would say, been talked about all over the place. But yesterday, Kyle got caught thinking that a Vikings fan in our office got to his head and was like, the Packers aren't that good. Wait till you watch the Vikings and Bears. And he did a whole show yesterday based off of one person. Peter Schrager of ESPN had some high praise for the Green Bay Packers, and he predicts what will happen to Mr. Jaden Daniels.
Let's hear it, Peter.
We have seen the 2000 Ravens, and we've seen the 76 Steelers. I'm not putting them in that conversation. But what they did to the Lions on Sunday was maybe the greatest performance by any one unit all last week. And that includes the Bills' offense. Nine tackles for a loss, four sacks. And, of course, Micah Parsons gets the headlines, 29 snaps. I look at guys who have been considered busts the last few years in the draft. Quay Walker, unblockable. Rashawn Gary, unblockable. Lucas Van Ness, unblockable. They play Washington tomorrow night, Molly. And I know we're looking at this as like this Battle of the Titans. Like, don't be shocked if they come out there and they shut down Jaden Daniels. That is how good this Packers defense is. And I believe Jeff Hafley is operating at such a level right now that this might be the story of the NFC. I don't think it's overreacting. I don't think it's hyperbole. I think that this defense is so good and so loaded at every single position with all this collection of first-round talent that we could be looking at a lot of teams saying, what's wrong with the offense? No. Packers defense is that good.
I like Peter. Welcome to ESPN, Peter. I like Peter. Peter, you said exactly what I was thinking.
There was only one factually incorrect thing.
What did he say?
That every position group, the cornerbacks are still kind of But to his overall point, the guys that we have talked about wanting to take the what, Kyle?
The next step. Listen, every single Lucas Van Ness looked like a and it took for another first-round pick for him to be able to unlock that and tap into that. And I think he hit the nail on the hammer, and that's what I've been trying to say, is that that's why I said we weren't giving the Green Bay Packers enough credit because we were focused on, they shut down the Detroit Lions, which, the Lions got a new offensive coordinator and all this. They were looking for excuses versus getting credit to the Green Bay Packers defense of how good they were, how good Jeff Hafley was, the difference that Michael Parsons makes. So I'm right there with Peter. This football team has confidence in me that I have in them in the fact that they're going to be able to slow down and shut down Jaden Daniels. And as I said before, Jaden Daniels is a very good quarterback, but good quarterbacks are going to meet their kryptonite, and the kryptonite for him is going to be Michael Parsons and everybody else swarming. Michael Parsons makes everybody else on that defense better. When you ask who's going to benefit from it, you said the most, I thought Rashawn. I think you thought Quay Walker or something like that. But at the end of the day, everybody, the 10 other guys on the football field, they benefit from his presence. When you see how quickly that Jared Goff had to get the football out when the defense was on the field, but then the difference when it was Jared Goff, well, different when Michael was on the field versus off the field, how much time. That is going to be the exact same problem that the Washington Commanders are going to have tomorrow night. We're going to be having the same conversation about, boy, that Commanders offensive line, they didn't look too great against that Packers defense. Well, I'm telling y'all, the Green Bay Packers defense went to a whole different level with Michael Parsons. Year two in Halfley, now you get a little booster in Michael Parsons. This is a very, very good football team. Now, I don't know about 2001 Ravens that he was talking about.
No, he said he's not putting him in that
camp.
Oh,
okay.
You have selective hearing
You miss some things.
I hear what I want to hear.
And I hear it, and I say, "Oop, that's not good." And then I say, "Ooh, I like that. I like that. I like that."
And
a lot of like that.
That's not good.
Yeah, I like Peter.
I do like Peter. Peter knew what he was talking about. That guy can cook. He can cook.
You haven't even talked about what I think is the biggest statement I've heard of all of the reaction from week one.
What is that?
He said the Green Bay Packers defensive unit was the best unit in all of football in week one. I'm going through my mental notes again. Yeah, I mean, Cowboys, Eagles, I mean, the Eagles weren't as impressive as we've seen them be.
No, they wouldn't have got a pass.
The Chargers were impressive, but we've seen the Chargers have, you know, games like this before. And then, you know, they could just be in a dogfight. What the Packers did to the Lions, because it was 27-6, as Homer said. It wasn't 27-13. It was 27-6. The Bengals and the Browns, the Dolphins, the Colts. Dolphins stink. We're not giving Colts that much credit. The Raiders and the Patriots, blah. The Saints and the Cardinals, blah. The Jets and the Steelers was a fun game, but I don't think anyone was looking at those teams as championship contenders. Commanders were good, not great. I mean, they beat the Giants 21-6. Jaguars, Panthers, nope. Broncos, Titans, Bo Nix sucked. Niners, Seahawks. Not that great of a game for the Niners, and Mac Jones is playing most likely for the Niners this week. Rams, Texans, 14-9, no. The only one that was comparable was what the Bills' offense did from a unit standpoint. Let's be honest. That was Josh Allen. This was a unit. This was Micah and the unit working together.
And who they did it to. That's the significance about it. If the Packers
did this to the Ravens.
No, but I get it. But what I'm saying is if the Packers did this against the Chicago Bears, they did this against the Minnesota Vikings with basically a rookie quarterback, even though it's his second year, first start, or they did it against, I don't know, the New York Giants, we would say, oh, this was an impressive performance, but what can they do against a team of the offense of the Washington Commanders? We're not saying that because they already went against one of the best offenses in the NFL, so you got to see the caliber of the defense. So it's not a far stretch to say they are the best unit out of week one. They harassed the Detroit Lions offense. I mean, literally, they talk 10 catches for 30-some yards?
10 catches, 31 yards for Jahmyr Gibbs, one of the most electric players in all.
That is a waste. That is literally – fantasy football players, great. You'll love that, but that is a waste.
Not really.
You get 10 points. But checking down to a guy like that and him being able not to do anything, how explosive he is, it shows you how good the Packers are. It shows you that all he can do, Jared Goff could do because of the time he had, was look left, look right, throw the ball. I think he only looked left, and then he was like, check the Charlie check down. And that's against an elite offense. So the Green Bay Packers, the Lions offense is much better than a Commanders offense. And so for me, when I think about the best unit out of week one, I'm not going to say they're the best unit for the rest of the year. If the Packers are the top defense for the rest of the year, I'll be shocked. I think they'll be top five. That just shows you how good they are. They're setting the bar extremely high. They're catching up to the offense.
Nick wants us to do a little throwback here on the Carbless Talking text line because it was Mina Kimes back in, man, what was that, 2021, I want to say. She thought they were going to be a top three defense in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. That's a throwback.
Yeah, and then,
I forgot about that.
She's throwing bangers out there.
Banger.
Banger.
Banger. Banger.
Nick chimes in. Micah Parsons.
Banger.
Coop.
Banger.
McKinney.
Banger.
Do we throw Rashawn in there?
Hell yeah.
Banger.
Who else you got?
Give me Quay Walker.
Banger.
Lucas Van Ness week one.
Banger.
Kobe Wooden week one.
Banger.
Evan Williams week one.
I was waiting Banger. On that one.
CV week one.
Banger.
Yeah, that's about
Banger.
It. That's about it.
Banger.
Yeah,
yeah. Banger.
Are we missing anyone?
Keyshawn Nixon. Banger.
Devontae Wyatt had a sack.
Actually, Banger. Also, Javon Banger. Bullard, I saw him Banger. Make some tackles. Banger. We all are bangers. A lot of bangers on defense.
Bangers.
Feels good to have bangers. If this is what bangers look like, let me tell you, I love it.
Bangers.
I love it. But one, just on another note.
Yes, Mr. Kyle.
The impact of Michael Parsons to make all the rest of these guys look so good. I mean, Rashawn Gary looked so good on Sunday. Lucas Van Ness looked so good on Sunday.
Can they do it again?
I would believe so, because a lot of in sports.
Whether you believe so or not, that's something we should be looking for.
In sports, Ben, you played at a very high level.
And I'm not asking for both of them. One of them has to show out again.
No, they have to.
It'd probably be better if Lucas Van Ness did, because he's younger and somebody that like you invested a 13th overall pick in. If you can see something from him finally on a consistent measure,
it'd be nice.
That would be better, in my opinion, than Rashawn Gary.
And so for me, I'm big on once you feel like you've arrived, you arrive. The confidence that this team is going to have. A lot of times, a lot of these guys in the NFL, they're all talented, right? A lot of these dudes belong to be in the NFL. But when you're playing at a level of confidence because you know that Micah Parsons is right there with you, and it makes you that much better, it makes you more confident as a football player to feel more free, that is beneficial. So his impact beyond what he did and what the other guys did, that's positive, extremely positive. Kobe Wooden had on the goal line – with them trying to drive 98 yards, 99 yards, had a free run.
Because they were scared of Micah?
He had a free run. Like, his life was made easy to get a tackle.
Well, if we do have the handshake bet on $5, since I won't make it to Pottawatomie Sportsbook, I guess I have the Commanders scoring over 21.5. Not that
20,
I have 22.5. Not that I have that in even my game prediction, but I'll go double or nothing on that with Kyle. So if you do win that $10, what are you going
to
do with it?
Oh, I'm going to put that right to the bank. And the bank I love to put it in is Citizens Bank. And I'm telling you, you know when something feels right, that is how you feel with Citizens Bank. From the moment you walk in or even just hop on their app, you feel like you're somewhere you actually belong. And it's not just about checking accounts or mortgage rates. It's all about the way that they know you by name, they remember your story, and they genuinely care about what you're trying to do at Citizens Bank. So whether it's building a business, starting a family, or just trying to get a little bit more peace of mind, which is so important, Citizens Bank is local, and they're invested in the community, and they're all about helping you, KBN Nation, move forward with the tools that make banking easy, people that make it personal. So if you're looking for a bank that feels more like a partner, I'm telling you, check out CitizensBankWI.bank. That's CitizensBankWI.bank, because when you bank with Citizens Bank, you are banking where you belong.
We will get back to the Green Bay Packers and the Commanders. But I do want to take a bigger look at the Milwaukee Brewers for a second.
Oh, we're back on the Brew Crew. I haven't even checked the game. They were down 3-2 last time I checked.
Down 6-3 heading into the ninth.
Oh, no, not a sweep.
Not a sweep.
Yeah, a sweep of the Pirates now likely getting swept by the Rangers, who don't have their top payroll guys on the middle of the infield, Marcus Semien and Corey Seager. Just holistically, I want to talk about this team for a second on the other side.
Cool.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He's soft, as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had on. You
preach
think
it.
You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
KBN Nation, it's your boy Kyle Walls, and we know September is here, and you know what that means? You're inside the house trying to figure out what is the next project, and if the project you're trying to tackle for home improvement is your windows, I have a great team for you. Let me tell you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. They're fantastic. I love my windows. I love the fact that when Jamie Shea came to my house, he didn't try to upsell me. He just said, hey, Kyle, this is what your house needs, and I love it. My windows are energy efficient. My electric bill is down, and I love looking at my windows. And right now, buy two windows, get two free. There is absolutely no limit. Plus, you'll get 0% financing for 3 years. That's no interest and no pressure. And because Universal Windows Direct loves you, they will give you $500 off your entire home improvement project when you schedule right now. So the team at Universal Windows Direct makes it so easy. Don't wait for the first freeze to realize your windows aren't cutting it. Call 414-410-2000 or simply visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to book your free estimate today. With this deal and this timing, you'll be ahead of the game, and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Kyle Bruston-Arton with you till 5 o'clock. No, Nortman, you got Ben and Kyle live from Road America in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. You got the Aaron's Art of Wheels Vintage Weekend, September 12th through the 14th. You know where to go. That's roadamerica.com to get your tickets to experience this beautiful place and wonderful racetrack. Even Kyle's dressed for the occasion. Nice and cozy.
Oh, my gosh, so cozy.
Can walk around, feel the breeze, get some good food.
It's very nice. It looked like some rain may be coming, but it's very beautiful.
It did get a little dark.
Or maybe it might just be the windows.
Oh, these are dark windows.
Yeah, maybe it's the dark windows.
Yeah, hopefully we go outside and it doesn't look like that. Yeah, I'm looking. Look outside that window.
Oh,
it's not as dark as it seems.
Not as dark, yeah.
And I still don't think it's as dark as it seems for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Dark for the Milwaukee Brewers?
They're about to get swept by the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
It's not over yet. It's top nine. The overall point is they are in the spot since they beat the Cubs and the rain saved the Cubs when they were absolutely dismantled in the first game. They've kind of been playing 500 ball. They're looking to go 4-6 here in their last 10. They'll still have a 6-game lead on the Cubs for the division. Like I said, I'm not worried about the division. I want the one seed. But there were a lot of people asking when they won 14 games, did the Brewers peak at the wrong time?
Mm-hmm.
And when I ask you, your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't think the Brewers peaked at the wrong time. I just think this is baseball, right? You're going to have your ups and you're going to have your downs. You're talking about a team being 4-6 in the last 10 games, but still a team that's playing pretty good baseball, but overall a great baseball team as it comes. I mean, just a couple of days ago, they just swept the Pittsburgh Pirates, right? That's just what happens in baseball. You have your highs, you have your lows, things balance out, and this is a team that's competing to win 100 games this year. So I'm not concerned whatsoever. They did not peak at the wrong time. This team is playing, they're playing fine. They're still one of the better teams in baseball, but I'm not concerned whatsoever. But they're still battling through injuries, right? The bullpen's battling through some injuries, trying to get some guys back. And so for me, what we had, the level of play when you win so many games straight, that's not the expectation. You're not expected to win that many games in a row in baseball. That's why it was a franchise record for the Milwaukee Brewers to win that many games in baseball. That's why we haven't had opportunities to get our burger, our free burger, so many times because it's hard to
get
win that many
burger.
I was trying to think of the place that it was. I forgot.
It's George Webb.
George Webb. Thank you so much. The George Webb burger. So, for me, I'm not too concerned about the Milwaukee Brewers. The batting average still in the month of September is not bad at all. So, I think once this team gets healthy, right, that's the most important thing is getting your guys back as you get ready for the playoff push. And you do want guys playing as well as they can, but I'm not concerned yet. We did not peak too early. We are a very good baseball team still.
I will say it's okay because – If we're being honest, like, they're in a little natural. I feel like they're in a little bit of a cruise control.
You think so?
Yeah, like, when you're 6.5 games up, that's a big lead. It's easy to know.
You think they're letting off?
It's 162 games. It's hard to stay mentally locked in every pitch, every bat for 162 games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of me is wanting to get that edge back a little bit.
I got to have an edge going.
But also part of that is wanting to get healthy for the playoffs and making sure you have everyone, back and clicking on all cylinders. One of them being Trevor McGill, who was their all-star closer, who struggled and has been on the aisle. He did throw some live BP. But you have a really, really weak schedule to knock some off here. You got the Cardinals who are in disarray.
Struggling.
They stink. You got the Angels who stink.
Yeah.
And then you got the Cardinals again with two off days coming up. You got an off Friday and an off day. An off day tomorrow and then an off day
19
after.
Games in 18 days? Something
yes.
Like that?
And so part of this, the timing I think works. But I will be a little bit anxious to see how the last two weeks go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I think there is something to – you want to start playing a little bit better baseball because if you do get the number one seed, you're going to be on a bye.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to have this weird everything was great. Oh, we went down. Oh, we won this. Everything's great. But now we have to take some more time off. You do want to have a little bit of that mental confidence that, you know what's in you, but you probably want to see it again a little bit more before you go into is going to be jacked up for because there's going to be – Green Bay football games next to Milwaukee Brewers playoff games, in that divisional series if they do get the number one seed.
Yeah, and I want the – I'm definitely right there with you that I want the Brewers to be able to rev it up and playing good, really good baseball. I would rather them finish the season. And, you know, when we look at their last 10 games of the season, I would love for the Brewers to be 7-3 in the last 10 games of the season, getting their mojo and finding their flow.
They had 3 runs on 11 hits today. Yeah. Like, they've been hitting them. They've still been hitting – like, I watched all of yesterday's game last night as well. They hit the ball hard, a lot of line drives, just a lot of outs. And so – that, again, is part of the – did I draw myself?
No, I don't think
– that is part of the ebbs and flows of baseball. Not every ball is going to bounce your way in 162 games. They keep that right approach. I just want to see them roll off some confident – like, they were beating the hell out of teams.
I mean, yeah, they were playing –
they were beating the hell out of teams, and then they were coming back 8 wins out of the 14 wins that they had in a row.
Game like yesterday where they were down, they ended up scoring another run, I think, in the ninth inning.
Jake Bowers hit a 430-foot bomb.
They find a way to win that game when they're on that streak.
Correct.
During that span,
you can't win every single one
games.
Of those every time.
No, you can't. But I just want to make sure this team is playing great baseball. I want them to get as healthy as possible going into the playoffs so they can be what they need to be to make
it. Strofe, are we to blame?
You guys don't say Brewers anymore.
Oh wow! I didn't want to scream into the microphone. I took my headset off to scream even louder. Does that mean you want me to do better?
It's too late. They lost.
Oh, well, here's my complaint for you two, is that, you know, I feel like when the Brewers were winning and things were good, you guys were yelling Brewers left and right, left
well,
and right.
Well, I mean, I watched the game yesterday. Bowers hit the home run. You don't think I'm thinking about coming on the air if they win that game with Brewers?
I mean, it doesn't matter. They just swept the Pirates, and we didn't come on Monday. You weren't talking
about it. Because of Micah. It's Micah's fault. It's Micah's fault. Michael. Yeah. Micah is taken away from the Brewers' shine.
Michael, can you go talk to Micah? I mean, listen to this. They are. I ain't going to lie to y'all. Like,
it's Micah's fault.
Yeah, I mean, I'm what the pack. The NFL is king. It is. I love my Brewers, and now I'm gonna be honest. Pat on the back. The Brewers aren't gonna get as much attention. They're not gonna get my attention as much until the playoffs, like the last week of baseball. And this year, the Brewers are gonna have it wrapped up. Typically, going into the last week,
yeah, the last three seasons, they've been playing for something.
Playing for something. Whether it's trying to see how many games you're gonna win,
this is uncharted territory. It's a weird feeling.
It is uncharted territory, and so hopefully the guys stay locked in. But I ain't gonna lie to you, like I mean, because after the sweep and the Cubs struggling, you know, the past weekend, it's like,
yeah,
oh,
they lost to the Nationals.
This is it.
The Brewers swept the Pirates. They're still 6 games up on the Cubs.
It's going to take.
I don't think the Cubs have played yet.
It would take.
They do play the Braves, so they can get it to 5.5. But that's still a monumental task.
With how many games are left, and you're expecting the Cubs to all of a sudden play really, really hot baseball, which they have not been able to just get it going and keep sustaining.
They've been the same team all year. They're Jekyll and Hyde with their bats. They have decent pitching, and they're a good baseball team. But the Brewers have shown they're a great baseball team all year, which has given them this opportunity to be in a position where, like, I'm uncomfortable not for the Brewers. I'm uncomfortable trying to figure out what the best way to go about it is. And maybe I just need to put my trust in Pat Murphy, the man who's led them to the point where they are 6 games up on September 10th in the NL Central.
That's ridiculous. I trust Pat Murphy. I trust his team. But, again, I just want them to be as healthy as possible going into the postseason to give us the best opportunity to make that World Series run.
Can you give me a chance to have some fun with no weekly wager? I won't go too deep, but I want to look at the yard projections for Love. Some of these things that I like based off of them playing the Commanders and where there might be some value.
We can go ahead and do it.
It's a mini Ben's best bet look ahead. We'll say before Thursday. Coming up next, live from Road America, where they have the Aaron's Art of Wheels Vintage Weekend with just about everything. You can drive your car on the track. Sedan, sports car, it can be on the track this weekend. Go to roadamerica.com for all details and tickets. We're back next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Student-Athlete Support Fund is something I was looking at. I'm ultimately likely going to give to the College of Letters. I was in life.
Long week
on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
new Berlin Princeton Club is absolutely amazing. The indoor pool is there for you as the outdoor ends. The indoor tennis courts are there for you as the outdoor ends. And they have personal training, workout classes, the best equipment you can find at a health club. Join for a better tomorrow. I love the sauna and the steam room. Sometimes those come in handy because as I get older, you just don't recover as fast, or you just need all the help you can get. Great for post-workout too, for recovery. Literally everything you have is all in one place. Join the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace with Strofe running the show, who's mad at me, as he should be. The pat on the back to me. I should have been more attentive to the four-minute break. As I head on over to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, I did see that the spread went from -3.5 to -3. Now it's back to -3.5. Kyle, it feels like another one where if you think they're 31-17, why wouldn't you put your whole mortgage on it?
No, I actually feel really comfortable and good about that, too. Again, 3.5, I don't feel like this game's going to be that close. I feel like the Green Bay Packers are going to be able to win outright. I mean, what we're going to see, if anything, you'll maybe see a garbage time touchdown, padding of the stats. You might see that's what you saw last week, did we not?
So you think it's going to be 31-10, and then it's a garbage time touchdown to get him to 31-17?
I'm talking about
– You predicted 31-17.
No, what I'm saying, if we're talking about the game being less than 3.5, it's going to be because of some touchdown – them trying to drive down late to score or something like that, and maybe they score –
So it's a wrap to you. The commander shouldn't even shouldn't even show up.
No, they should show up. I'm so happy to see my boy. Matter of fact, I'm gonna text him. Hope he flies there, gets here safe.
Oh, your friend Nick Valora, who plays for the Commanders. Oh, hey, I'm glad you're coming just so I can go see the Packers play because your team.
No,
has
I want to see him play, and I want to see his team.
What if your friend, who's primarily a special teamer?
Yeah, he's one of the best in league history, the best to do it.
What does he do specifically for the audience who doesn't know?
He is a special teamer. He's actually, I believe, now 16 tackles away from the all-time special teams tackling record in NFL history.
What if?
Runs downfield and makes tackles.
What if he, on a special teams play, causes a positive play for the Commanders that hurts the Green Bay Packers?
Just as long as we win the football game, that's all I care about.
Like, after, what if it is the worst case scenario afterwards? Will you be happy for him?
Will
we go see him?
Well, he gave me the
ticket. Man, bleep you.
I'm not putting that on record because the ticket still is not in my hand. Somebody else got the tickets, and I got some snitches in my life. So the last
Strofe.
Wanted somebody. Well,
Strofe would send this to the Washington Commanders ticket office.
I would be.
This man is sitting in your seat.
All that's happening here is Kyle lacks a backbone. Once again, he lacks a backbone.
I don't lack a backbone, but I mean, you can't bite.
What's he
going to
do? Revoke the tickets? You're already in the stadium, bro.
I mean, once I'm in the stadium, yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to put it out there now. I still got 24 hours plus before the tickets get picked up in hand. I don't want to have nothing revoked. He don't play no games with that. His family might listen. There's some people around, man.
Kyle's not rooting for your son.
They know that. He knew what the deal was. Well, he just told me I can't wear Packer. He told me I can't wear Packer stuff. That is all.
I don't think I'd give you tickets.
Oh, come on. Why would you put that in the air like that?
Because, like,
they make sure the bag is secure. Make sure my friends ain't going to try to play no games on
it. No, it's not games. Like, he plays for the Commanders, and your fandom's bigger than your friendship.
No.
What do you mean? That's the biggest lie of all time.
Every single punt, every single kickoff, which won't be a lie, I want him to run down there, and I want him to tackle whether it's Matthew Golden, whether it's Savion Williams, whether
after
it's
they
Jayden.
Get 40 yards.
I mean, hell, I don't even care. He can get 10 yards. I don't care. We're still going to drive and score, but I want him to get every single tackle.
You have been the most overconfident fan I have ever met in my entire life. What you have predicted happen tomorrow? Abso-freaking-lutely it can. But you are sitting with your legs crossed.
I'm feeling good. This is stress-free, Kyle. Ain't no stress in the world, is it not? I'm in such a good mood. Don't you love it, Ben?
I don't, actually. I like when you're more ornery.
Why would that's another word. But, I mean, why would I? Why would I be that way?
Isn't he kind of annoying, Strofe, when he's sitting back, thinks he's Mr. Perfect?
He is Mr. Perfect.
Thank you, Strope. Strope, you're Mr. Perfect.
No, Strope, no, you know what you're doing.
Strope, you're more perfect.
You're putting me in a more annoyed spot.
Strope, let's just us. It's like you say, it's just us for a minute. Bumps Ben. Strope, how good
Bumps
is it?
Bumps Ben. I agree. Just us for
how
a minute.
Good is it feel, yeah, how good does it feel to be a Packer fan right now?
It's so good, dude. It's so good.
I mean, we go out there on Sunday.
I think I initially said this 3 months ago, and I'm going to say it again. World Series and Super Bowl win incoming.
Oh, my God.
You guys didn't believe me when I said it last time.
No, I did not. I'm not going to lie to you. Pat on the back, as Ben would say. I didn't believe you.
Ben, shut up. It's just us. It's just us.
Yeah, it is just us two here. I mean, so right now, this should be the time that we bask in the glory of the fact that we've been saying all we got to do is get a pass rusher.
All we got to do.
If we get a pass rusher for Aaron Rodgers, maybe a receiver for Aaron Rodgers, watch us win a championship. We didn't do it. We didn't win a championship. The first game they get themselves a pass rusher, Rashawn Gary looked like he's earning all his money, and Lucas Van Ness all of a sudden looks like a first-round draft pick. All it took was getting Michael Parsons. How good does it feel?
Is it just you guys?
Strofe,
I thought it was just you guys. He's on the phone now. So I need to contribute. On the Carbless Talking text line.
He ghosted me,
this
man.
This is more. Cody chimes in.
Shut up, Ben. Yeah, it's just us.
Cody says, I always support my friend, even if they're playing against my favorite sports team. Friendship is bigger.
Listen, my little cousin, he's on the practice squad for the Broncos. And if he gave me tickets, I'm cool. I'd tell him straight up, cuz, like, listen, if you get called up for the game, I want you to make every tackle on special teams or wherever you at. I'm going to cheer for you. But when it comes to the win and loss column, buddy, go, Pat, go.
That's your cousin. If your cousin, who's in the AFC, say he's on the active 53 for a Super Bowl, let's just hypothetically, Super Bowl, Denver Packers. This is your cousin. You're telling me you're rooting for the Packers? That's blood. No. That's family. That's legacy.
I'll be honest. I would be cheering for. I would want my. I'm a winner. regardless of what happens, I'm a winner.
You're such a fraud.
That would be a dream Super Bowl.
I mean. Ben was definitely cheering for Frank, as I think he should have, even though, you know, whatever. To the Kyle, no setup, no setting up for a bet or anything. If you're confident, how can you go against anything other than what you think? You think Green Bay is going to win by 14, right? I'm not setting you off. There isn't a – you want to jump in Lake Michigan or whatever. That's what you believe, right?
I do believe the Packers will win by 2 scores, yes.
Yeah. Why does that annoy Ben?
I don't know why that annoys Ben. I don't know why Ben – I mean, Ben should be happy that the Green Bay Packers are this good. It gives us a lot to talk about. Good stuff to talk about, how exciting they are, how good the defense is. Peter Schrager said they're the best unit in football. I don't know why this would upset Ben.
It's not upsetting to me. It's just being annoying.
You see, I'm just being
a host with a strong opinion. That's supposed to be a good thing, right?
Great point, Ron. Where did Ron and Nikki become so dang smart?
Ron and Strofe are doing the thing right now to try and get under my skin, and it's not going
to
work.
I have nothing to do with this.
You said, Kyle, you're perfect. And what do you think that did to Kyle's little fragile ego?
Kyle is Mr. Perfect. If there was a Mr. Perfect on this panel, it's Kyle. I think Ron and Nikki, as an avid listener, would agree with me on that.
Yes.
Classic Ben trying to make it about him. Kyle just has an opinion, and
Ron rarely cooks when he calls in, but he cooked today.
Of course, because it's in the favor of Kyle Wallace.
He cooked today.
Guess who else
Chef
cooked today?
Boy, our Ronnie.
Peter Schrager cooked today because he said everything that Kyle wanted.
I see why ESPN got Peter Schrager. My goodness, he knew what he was talking about. Where has he been? An NFL Network put over there? No, be on the big network, ESPN. Is Peter going to be here tomorrow?
I don't know.
Fly him in, Craig. Fly him, Pete.
Goodness gracious. I'm going to tell you all about Grimaldon Associates. Grimaldon Associates is absolutely amazing to work with because they've been doing what they've been doing for over 30 years. And what they've been doing is protecting what matters most. They specialize in coverage that's tailored to you. Clients aren't policies. You're part of a community that's been serving Greater Milwaukee for over 30 years. With American Family Insurance Back Service, they have guidance. They have expertise, and they have commitment to people. People are important to Grimaldon Associates, those relationships, and they can help create a plan for you, providing peace of mind, for all of life's important moments. So contact them at Grimal & Associates. You got TeamGrimal.com. It's TeamGrimal.com. Team, GRAMOLL.com. Let's hear from Homer. Let's see if he's as confident as Kyle
nice.
On a 14-point win. Strong opinion from our host, Kyle. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
DKB, they get all my love, all my energy, and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do they need to allow
That's
me to do that.
That's your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Legend. I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette Basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Homer, let's get right to it. What do you think's going to happen in this Green Bay Packers Commanders game tomorrow?
You're asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you. Kyle thinks they're going to win by two touchdowns.
I don't care.
You think it's going to be a win, though, right?
I would pick them to win, but it doesn't matter. They can lose their next two games. I don't care. This team is going to win the division. They're a good team. And people have to understand, even if they're a really good team like 96 and they were spectacular, they had their moments, too. The moments are come. Doesn't matter. Could happen now. Could happen next game. Homer, they can lose both games. They can lose the next two games, and it won't change my opinion about the season at all, unless there were major injuries. So I am picking them to win, but if they lose, fine. They lose the next week, fine.
For me, what's so impressive is the Green Bay Packers beat the Lions and they beat the Commanders in back-to-back weeks. And again, this is a brand new season. But what they showed us last year, yes, they lost to the Bears, and we know what happened in that game. But the fact they didn't lose to bad teams last year, or average teams last year, if they still have that same type of mentality now that they're beating really good teams, this Packers team, the Super Bowl is the limit. Like, that is where we're going.
It's definitely possible. There are other good teams. It's been a while since it's been looking at the Packers like that. But even if that's the case, there are still stretches in a season in which things don't go well. And they're a better team. They have one of the elite players in the league on the team that they didn't have last year. It's not that complicated, but one game doesn't deter. There's not this, well, they have to do this. No, they don't.
So Homer, just let me ask you one question here, because I don't think this will be the case. I think the Lions are going to be okay. They're not going to be great, but I think they're going to be, you know,
I would agree
team,
with you on
right?
that. I never said the Lions weren't going to be good. I didn't say the Packers are going to win the division.
But what
by
I'm asking
games.
You is if they're not that good this year, does that take any stock away from week one?
No. The manner in which the Packers won and the way they played, that's what this is about. They whooped them. They not only whooped them, they bullied the bully. And I guarantee you that the Lions and Campbell, they had no idea that this could occur. I think he believed it's possible. On the road, you can easily lose. Yeah, they could beat us. They'll make this play. Somebody do something great. No, there was none of that. But he has nothing to tell his team other than that they beat us playing our ball better than we played it. Now, he can say, and there's the biggest problem they have to me is the offensive coordinator is clearly really good. He showed that even with the Bears, and he's not coming back. So they will get better as a team, but they're not going to be the same offensively and anyway close even as they get better. There are other things they're missing in offensive line, but that's huge. Huge.
Is Micah Parsons more important to this team than Jordan Love?
No, it's always the quarterback. I mean, it's like, was Reggie White more important than Brett Favre? The fact that you can ask that question is what's important because that tells you how good he is. That you would ever say that about a defensive player means that he's that good. He's one of the top players in the league. We don't have to you bring up anything you want to say. It doesn't matter. He's that good, and he's on their team, and that makes everybody better. As you would know, Ben Brust was so much better because Frank Kaminsky was on the team. Was he better because he had a better attitude? No. His job was easier because they had to deal with Frank. What if they hadn't had to deal with Frank?
I would have got more shots off.
What would that team have been like? What?
I would have got more shots off.
Right. And? And would you have won as many games? I don't. Yeah, you might have got more shots off. They'd have been bad shots. People would be guarding you more.
So did Frank keep you? Did Frank keep you from going to getting drafted?
Hell no!
Frank gave him the best chance to get drafted.
No, Homer, I do take exception. So you think, regardless of what happens in these next two games, if the Packers lose the next two games, you still think they're the best team in the NFC North? Which I highly disagree with that.
You need more. They deserve.
So they lose 31 to 10.
I thought you were better than that.
No. You're not going to play them.
They don't please me this week, then I've changed my mind. You can't think they're that good and need them to win the games. You can't think they're as good as you say they are and be so worried about this
who
game
do they
the
play,
next two.
Who do they play next week? The Browns. If the Packers lose to the Commanders and then they lose to Cleveland, I'm going to say, okay, maybe the Lions just had a bad day. If the Packers are 1-2 after the next 2 weeks, I'm going to say, okay, I might have been wrong. You don't get blown out by the Commanders and then lose to the Browns.
Homer's a man that stands with conviction, and here's flip-flop Kyle coming right in front of us.
Okay, so I guess there's a difference in standing with conviction and being wrong versus standing with conviction.
He's not saying he's wrong. He's saying he still believes that they're going to win the North.
I believe in them and have followed great teams.
But no, it's not even about, it's about losing to it.
You can lose two games in a row and still be a great team.
If you lose to the Browns, you get blown out by the Commanders.
I think the worst thing that happened about this Packers team is they beat every bad team last year that Packers fans forgot that there are weeks that you may not win a game that you're supposed to.
They deserve better. They deserve better than that from you. Come on,
Homer.
I'm with Homer.
Come on, man.
I'm disappointed after all you said the last 3 days.
You don't think they're that good. If you thought they were that good, you wouldn't care if they were 1-2.
Homer, you say you don't care what the result is. If the Commanders beat the hell out of the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau Field, that would be embarrassing. If they followed that up and laid an egg against the Browns, and they laid a leg of egg against the Cleveland Browns, that would be embarrassing as well. The high on Monday would be gone. It would be gone. I would not have confidence in it because by that time the Lions could be 2-1, and now we're under the Lions. What are we talking about?
His backbone and vertebrae.
No, you're only joining in on this because you want to have fun. You know how I feel. Go Pack, go. I'm confident. I feel like I'm going to be a smack.
No, you're not confident. If you were confident, you would have the same opinion that I have as to how good this team is.
Homer, it's a
Homer believes in the Packers more than Kyle Wallace is my takeaway.
It's not even close. They better play well this week or Kyle could move on them. Get somebody else.
Homer, I'll up next in 2 minutes. Big thanks to Road America for the hospitality. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. Thank you, Homer.
My pleasure. Kyle brings the heat and keeps it real. Ben's got the takes that make you feel. Brad's the pro with the polished stance. Strofe's the glue who gives the show its dance. From 2 to 5, we keep...